Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Berks and Lehigh Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about one of the scourges that really affects our state, and that's Lyme disease. Talk to us about the recent reports about how prevalent this is and what we can do to prevent this disease.
Unfortunately, Pennsylvania does lead the nation in the number of confirmed cases of Lyme disease, fueled by approximately a 20% increase in people infected by the tick-borne illness last year. In total, more than 11,000 cases were reported in 2016, according to a report released this week by the Pennsylvania Department of Health. Each county in the Commonwealth is confirmed to have a high risk of Lyme disease. Legislatively, the House passed House Bill 174, which would require health insurers to cover treatment plans for Lyme disease and related tick-borne illnesses as prescribed by a patient's healthcare practitioner, regardless of if the treatment plan includes short-term or long-term antibiotic treatment. However, the bill still awaits consideration in the Senate. The best prevention against Lyme disease and other tick-borne illnesses is to avoid tick-infested habitats, such as areas dense with shrubbery or tall grass. Also, proper use of personal protective measures such as repellents and protective clothing, checking for and removing attached ticks are also important deterrents to tick-related complications. Other prevention tips are also available at health.pa.gov. Again, health.pa.gov.
Another thing we'd like to discuss, Representative, is an important thing for everybody, but especially seniors, because they often fall prey to these financial scams, people calling on the phone trying to trick people out of their money. Talk to us about what's going on, what we're doing to try to fight this.
Well, in an effort to better protect consumers from financial scams, the Office of Attorney General has created a unit dedicated to consumer financial protection. The unit will focus on lenders that prey on seniors, families with students and military service members, including for-profit colleges, and mortgage and student loan servicers. In 2016, the Office of Attorney General's Consumer Protection Bureau handled almost 20,000 consumer complaints and returned a total of $8.5 million in restitution to consumers. If you think you've been scammed, you can call the Attorney General's office at 1-800-441-2555. Again, that number is 1-800-441-2555.
And Representative, finally this week, we'd like to talk about motorcycle safety. It's always important, but especially this time of year when there's so many riders out there on the road.
Absolutely. It's always important to share the road with motorcyclists, bicyclists, runners, and anyone else who are on the roadways. PennDOT estimates that motorcycle riders are 35 times more likely to die in a crash than people traveling in cars. The Live Free, Ride Alive website offers valuable information, resources, videos, and safety tips for riding and equipping a bike for both beginner and expert riders, along with a list of rides and other events. The site also includes information on permits and licenses, along with details about free training courses that are available through the Pennsylvania Motorcycle Safety Program. You can visit the website www.livefreeridealive.com. Again, www.livefreeridealive.com.
Representative McKenzie, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.